Introduction. When this book was first published in 2007, I was convinced that women were finally ready to focus on being powerful with their money. Indeed, many women heard the call. The book connected with a few million readers. It reached the top of the New York Times bestseller list, and tens of thousands of women took the lessons of the book to heart and forged healthy and strong relationships with their money. But in the years since, I've come to realize that many more women, even some who bought the book, continued to ignore their issues with money, or they struggled to make confident decisions that would help them achieve lasting security. I was very confused by this. What was preventing women from being as powerful with money as they were in other areas of their lives? I have long said that self-worth determines one's net worth. When you are silent or silenced, it's very hard to get in touch with your self-worth. It is only when you speak your truth that you can be truly powerful. Starting in the fall of 2017, women began to speak their truth, and it suddenly started to make sense to me. When women in the entertainment industry bravely came forward and shared their experiences of sexual harassment, it was a harrowing, galvanizing moment. That was soon followed by widespread reports of women in media being mistreated. In early 2018 came the female athletes who were able to speak truth to the doctor who had abused them years earlier, when they were vulnerable children. A movement began, #MeToo, and then another, #TimesUp. Women who for years silently carried the ache of shame and fear were now courageously standing in their truth and speaking out. Other women were speaking out on behalf of wage equality and fairness in the workplace. I am in awe of the women who have found their voices and are creating a safe space for others to speak up. They have ignited a national reckoning in which women are determined to demand more for themselves and from themselves. This movement will empower women for generations to come. There is no turning back. It was against this backdrop of women engaging from a place of power and action that I decided now was the time to restart the conversation about women and money. I truly believe that the promise of strength and security that is at the heart of women and money is more timely now than ever before. I offer this book to all of you who are ready to step up, own your power, and take control of your financial life. Let's get to work on building a life where you truly become the strong, smart, and secure women you were all born to be. That is my wish for each and every one of you. Susie Orman, September 2018. Chapter 1. Imagine What's Possible. When Women and Money was first published, it was my 8th book. All my previous books were written with the belief that gender is not a factor on any level in mastering the nuts and bolts of smart financial management. Women can invest, save, and handle debt just as well and skillfully as any man. I still believe that. Why would anyone think differently? So imagine my surprise when I learned that some of the people closest to me in my life were in the dark about their own finances, clueless, or in some cases, willfully resisting doing what they knew needed to be done. I'm talking about smart, competent, accomplished women who present a face to the world that is pure confidence and capability. Do you mean to tell me that I, Susie Orman, who make my living solving the financial problems of total strangers, couldn't spot the trouble brewing so close to home? I don't think I'm blind. I just think that these women became very, very good at hiding their troubles from me. Why not? They had years of practice.